Good morning. I'd like to begin my message by expressing my appreciation to the Hirai family for giving me this opportunity to share the Buddha Dharma with you this morning. The year 2020 has just begun. I sincerely hope that this year will be joyful, fruitful, and meaningful for all of you. I'd like to encourage you to continue listening to this radio program on Saturdays, and if you are able to, please attend the Sunday services or other temple activities at the Honganji temples in your district. It is important to immerse ourselves into the water of the Buddha Dharma always, so that the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha will always flow into our hearts and minds. Last year, I attended one funeral service. At this funeral service, I heard that the deceased individual often said to people, "You are someone very special to me." Isn't that a beautiful statement? Have you ever said something like that to your family or friends? Have you heard anyone say that to you? How would you feel if someone says, "You are someone very special to me"? In Buddhism, to be able to say, "You are someone very special to me," comes from the understanding of the concept of wisdom. Buddhism is the teaching to cultivate wisdom. I'd like to first talk about the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is the facts, skills, and understanding that you have gained through learning or experience. For example, you learn the fact that 2 plus 2 equals to 4. Or you learn about the flower, its name, color, type, and fragrance. You are the subject, and the flower is the object. Your existence and the one of the flowers are different and separate. From that perspective, it is natural that we have the self-centered viewpoint, such as, "I like this flower, but I don't like that flower." On the other hand, wisdom is a good sense and judgment that is based on your experience of life. And Buddhism is the teaching to cultivate your wisdom. Simply put, cultivating wisdom means that the object that I see and I become one. A flower, for example. With wisdom, we come to know the flower and truly see the flower. What we usually see with our knowledge is that the name of the flower is so and so, and it grows at certain area or in certain environment, and we can buy it for $10, for example. This is our knowledge. But when we see the flower with wisdom eyes, then it is not just any flower. It is the flower that is living, it is beautiful and unique life. We come to know the flower's heart, as well as it is life, and the meaning of it is existence. Each flower has an irreplaceable life and exists only now. If you say that all the flowers are the same, then you do not truly see the unique life of the individual flower. When we are able to see the flower at the place where the life of the flower and our own life become one, then for the first time, we will be able to see the world of that unique life, in which each and every flower is blooming with all of its might. This is the wisdom that we can cultivate in Buddhism. As we cultivate our wisdom, we will be able to become more compassionate, empathetic, kind, and gentle to every living thing. We come to know that ourselves and things around us are sharing common value. Today, I'd like to share a story. This is a story of a professor who studied about the hesso, the very button. When this professor met one minister, he asked, "Sensei, do you see your own belly button?" The minister replied, "No." Then the professor said, "If you don't see your belly button, how can you share the Buddha Dharma with people?" Minister said, "Well, there's no description of the belly button in the sutra." Professor said, "Oh really? My sutra says, look at your belly button, look at your belly button. You will find the essence of Buddhism through your belly button." Minister asked, "What do you mean? I have never read the sutra that talks about the belly button." Then the professor suggested the minister to talk to his belly button when he takes a shower at night. And here is the conversation that the minister had with his belly button. "How are you, belly button? I haven't seen you for a while, but I hope all is well with you. There are many parts in my body, and they all have their own responsibilities. I can see them working very hard every day. But how about you, belly button? You are sitting at the best position of my body, but you don't do anything. What are you doing?" Belly button replied, "Well, I have done my work, so I am now retired." Minister said, "But I have never seen you working. When did you work?" Belly button said, "Well, let me ask you this then. Where did you buy your head, body, your hands, and legs?" Minister replied, "Well, I remember buying my clothes and shoes, but I don't remember buying my body." Belly button said, "It seems like you do not understand the teaching of interdependence. I will teach you them." And belly button continued, "Before you were born into this world, nothing that makes up your body existed. But when your parents met, they shared what they have for you. You were in your mother's womb at the beginning. You were a part of your mother, and your mother were one. You were connected with your mother through the umbilical cord. After a while, you were born into this world, and the umbilical cord that connected you and your mother were detached. Since then, it seems like both you and your mother have individual life in the individual body. But in essence, you and your mother are always one. Your mother's life, as well as your father's life, is living in you. Because you easily forget about this truth of interdependence and tend to become selfish, arrogant, and discriminative, I am sitting at the best position in your body to constantly remind you. Don't forget, your life, your parents' life, and everyone else's life are all one." Now this minister fully understood why the professor said that the essence of Buddhism can be found through belly button. This minister realized that the truth of interdependence and interconnectedness. He saw his mother's life living within him. He could cultivate wisdom that led him to a deeper sense of appreciation and gratitude toward all the causes and conditions that enabled him to live this moment. In Jodo Shinshu tradition, Amida Buddha is the Buddha of immeasurable wisdom and boundless compassion. Buddha sees each individual, each existence, as someone, something very special to the Buddha. Buddha sees you, flower, animals, and everything else as something unique and precious. There's no discrimination or differentiation. Shinran Shonin told us that the Buddha sees us as if we are his only child. Through Buddha's wisdom and compassion, we are nurtured to become more compassionate, humble, and gentle to every living thing. Let us together continue listening to the Buddha Dharma this year and cultivate wisdom and compassion. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.